The proposed ban on private prisons comes as the state continues to evaluate bids from private contractors for three potential projects, a 1,500-bed facility for men, a 200-bed facility for women, and a third co-ed facility. The lead sponsor of the privatization ban, Keen Democrat Tim Robertson, says New Hampshire needs to stay far away from letting for-profit companies run New Hampshire prisons.
There's no evidence that they can actually save you money, and the incentive is for them to get more out of us by keeping people in longer and treating them worse.
But State Corrections Commissioner Bill Wren told lawmakers it would be a big mistake to forbid privatization in all forms.
These options are important parts of the strategies that would be needed for the management of the overpopulation of our facilities or in the event of an unexpected emergency.
Governor Maggie Hassan is on record as opposing letting private companies run New Hampshire prisons, but she said she'd consider allowing private companies to build prisons for the state to operate. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.